B-Pod Studios.
Now, more Toucher and Rich.
I wish you guys were my professors in college.
Brad, who are we if we cannot judge
people? 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we are Toucher and Rich, and we've had a friend of the show who I am the only one who embraced. You should have all embraced him.
I did it first. Fred,
oh, you did embrace
hallway.
Him. All right, good. I embraced him as well because he has been so great for our show. And he was in town this weekend. He said, "What's going on?" Strangely enough, I was not on Twitter this weekend. I was on Instagram for a minute.
I felt awful that I saw it like hours after it happened. And sure enough, the great Brandon Merriweather here in town. We had no clue.
And he goes, "You're all in Dorchester. You're in the hood." Yes. Yes, Brandon.
Wallach fits right in.
Wallach makes half his pay when he walks out of here. He sells his body.
That's it.
What's up, man? How you been?
I'm surprised Wallach ain't got robbed yet, man. Coming here like that.
Well, it's strictly into this building now. I spent any time outside, I become a target.
Yes, so. I've had people wildly throw their bodies against my car and everything else. But
stop playing.
Oh, come on, Brandon. At red lights, I've had this. There's a woman who sticks her hands in her shirt and goes, "Ah!"
Oh, no.
No. Yes,
no, it's. No. I'm happy I'm driving an Uber then.
Yes, you know. Exactly. We will get you. We will get you your Uber out of here. Yes, you're taking your life into your own hands. But nonetheless, so it's great to see you. Now, you were in town. You were at a card signing?
Yeah. I went to an autograph signing where I met the, young John Wallach at, you know what I mean?
All right. So you thought someone was John.
I absolutely did. And he came up to me and he was like, "Yo, can you sign this?" I was like, yeah. He was like, "You coming on the shoulder?" I was like, "Man, you look just like..." "Nah, can't be." And he was like, Who do I look like? He was like, "Can you put Wallach where you at on here?" I was like, "That's exactly who you look like, Wallach."
And then he immediately blew his brains out.
But he did. I can't lie. He did say, he said, "That's not a compliment, Brandon. I'm just letting you know that's not a compliment."
He did say that.
I'm sorry, Wallach.
No, you're not.
You're my guy. Dan, search the internet for suicides and death.
Already, I'm going to get robbed and beaten when I leave his brains out for looking like me.
I told you when I come in town, we're going to go pick up some chicks together. I already told you that. You know what I mean? When I leave, I'm going to Seaport. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Casino? You know what I mean?
That's right.
We might be able to buy some at the casino, though. We might be able to buy some at the casino.
Well, if it's anything like Vegas or Atlantic City, we know that...
it's Everett's finest.
It's been too much time.
Do you like the area around the casino, how the casino just kind of rises from the worst place on the planet? that's what you've been doing? Last night, you went up to the Seaport in the casino?
I just went up to Seaport just to check it out. I didn't really do anything. I went to Cigar Lounge and laid down. I wasn't trying to do too much. I'm trying to stay low-key now. I ain't out in these streets like I used to be.
All right.
Any of your old friends still live around here?
Yeah. I got Dev still playing. Patrick here in Miami right now. Mayo coaching. So, I still got some around here. I just don't let nobody know when I'm in town. I come in, do what I'm doing, and get up out.
Yeah, I mean, no kidding. We had no idea you were going to be up here.
Yeah, until I got on Twitter and decided I wanted to come see you guys. I wanted to say, "Hey, y'all can't shit me off in person now. How y'all gonna cut the phone call now?" And don't try to cut my mic off like I do, people.
All the tricks, Brandon. So, how long are you in town for?
I'm leaving today. I got here Thursday. I'm leaving today.
Okay. Right.
Now, what time is the flight?
Oh, it's tonight. It's 7:30 tonight.
Well, there's a lot of trouble that one can get into between 10 and 7 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, John, Brandon's here. He's he said, "Let's go out.
Casino, we can pick up women." Is that the plan?
I just told you, you could buy something there, man. You ain't got to pick up there. how much money you got?
I don't know.
I'm sure a couple dollars, $50 to get you something at a casino, man. You ain't much, man.
That's true.
That's true. It is true. $50 at the casino.
Sure, you know.
Just waving as I walk through.
All you got to do is ask Rich, man. I'm sure he done been there already.
You can get a discount if you go across the street at the ones that are hanging out at Mike's Roast Beef.
You might think you're at Mike's Roast Beef when you're with him.
Y'all playing that lady who put her chest on your window wall, Dick already had her. You playing that?
Wait, what?
Yes, the lady threw herself in your car. So the Wallach is hooked up with her.
Oh, my God. No. No, that would be impossible. That would be literally impossible.
Because I work the streets from 2 to 4 in the morning before I come in here.
I believe you. I believe you.
Right. All hours.
I've asked that woman, like, how do you want me to give you money? Like, there's nowhere to put it.
You found somewhere, though, did you?
What?
Yeah, you did. Go and tell the truth.
Did I what?
You found somewhere to put the money.
No, I won't give her money. No, I will not. I will not give her money. No, it's no. You don't get money for vandalizing. You don't get money for vandalizing my car. So here you are. You're seeing John for the first time. Is this? Does he meet your expert?
Absolutely. He's. Y'all described him perfectly.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
So
y'all did.
You see him, and what are your thoughts on him?
He ain't as bad as y'all try to make him out to be, though. But, you know, I could see why, you know, he stay in the house. I could see that.
The best thing Brandon ever said to me, he said, no, you're all right, Waldick. I got plenty of guys like you who work for me.
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. My financial advisor, all of them. Yeah.
But well, that would require him having intelligence. You're adding a lot of stuff onto that.
The advanced degree. I just got the basic one.
Yeah, well, he's had a rough. Wallach's had a rough week. He has. He's been a little down because was told, or maybe he wasn't told, maybe he just assumed in his brain that he was going to get a Celtics championship ring if they won because he does fill in on the broadcast. My man is very, very,
very
upset.
Sad.
Very upset he's not going to be getting a ring. Because he wanted to go into like bars and like tap it and all of a sudden get instant respect.
Have you done that? Have you gone into bars with the championship ring? And
I ain't got now. Thank you, Walde. You hurt.
That was an a-hole move,
Walde. Yeah, he doesn't have a championship.
No, no. He was in that window right there.
Oh, my God.
But, I missed by 1 year. But
seriously, though, even if I did, I'd never wear it. Like, I would never wear a ring. I wouldn't wear them anyway.
So. Brandon, let me get your opinion. Okay, so if John was to get a ring as a fill-in broadcaster, it's not the ring that the players get. It's obviously. It's
right. It'd be the women's ring, you know, the ones the wives get.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, it's the truth. Like,
thank you. All of that. This I've been getting killed for saying that. It's like what the secretaries get.
Right. It's what the wives get. That's what you know.
Yeah. All right. So. Would you care about that ring if you were John?
Not
the real one, the one they give everyone else.
You know, he played his part, so you know, I would to a certain extent, you know, but if I didn't get it, I wouldn't be, you know, like, oh my God, I didn't get it. But now, I would a little bit, you know what I mean? Just because, you know, I feel like everybody plays a part, you know. So if he helps a little bit, then he deserves it.
You think by broadcasting 10 games on the radio, he helped?
Oh, that was all?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they were going to even give him one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, did he deserve it?
That's a good question, man. What's going on?
10 Celtics games. What's wrong with that? All right. Played a small role.
Listen, they played many more than that. Kelvin, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, B?
What's up, man?
You know who this is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I sold you your first car when you came up here to Massachusetts when you got drafted.
Man, I ain't never bought a car in Massachusetts.
Chrysler 300, Brandon? From Randolph Chrysler?
Nah, bro, you talking about Williams. Sorry, guy. No, I'm just playing, man. I'm just playing. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, that little girl you signed that football for, she's 14 years old now and it's still on her shelf.
Well, I'm sure he remembers that very well. 14 years ago, he signed a football for someone. Oh, yeah, that time when I signed the football. It's very interesting.
Our listeners want to know if they can call in and ask you advice on life.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Listen, this up to y'all, man. This y'all show. This ain't mine.
It is. Yes. It is our show, and we do have a responsibility. My children are here today. Look at my son Milo, engrossed in our conversation. And we will line up the phone, 617-779-0985. We have one of the great minds of the 20th century, whatever the hell century we are in, 21st century.
I mean, life, relationships, whatever you got.
Say women, very important.
He is, he is a man who has never struggled. For women, he's a man who never even resorts to touching himself. He's always close enough to a woman.
All right, so 617-779-0985 if you have any questions about life, relationships,
if you want to ask him about when he signed that football for you 14 years ago. All those things are available. 617-779-0985. The great Brandon Merriweather, kind enough to join us in studio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're waking up, Boston sports fans.
Describing our show to anybody is strange.
I mean, this is nonsense.
What makes a show like this tick, tick, tick?
Tutcher and Rich.
Oh, God, they're so dumb.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we're Tutcher and Rich. Brandon Merriweather, who we've had on for at least a decade.
Has it been that long?
No.
It's been close to that.
When did you start playing for the Patriots?
07.
All right, so then we probably started having you on.
I came on like 15. Like
that's
15,
right. 15. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. But we say we never, ever, ever get phone calls on this show. But when I say that we have full phone lines, I'm not exaggerating.
Everyone can't wait to talk to Brandon.
All right. Let's go to first Chase. You're on with the great Brandon Merriweather.
Hey, what's up? Brandon, I just got engaged about a month ago. I'm going to be getting married in 2023. You should make a trip up, come to the wedding. This is a formal invite. You're the first invitee to the wedding.
Is that of any interest to you, Brandon, going to a wedding where... Will there be bridesmaids that are not with anyone? Will Brandon be in the wedding, or will he just be invited?
Like, you know, it's crazy. Then with my questions too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he would be in the wedding, like he would be a groomsman.
If he wants to be in the wedding, I'll make that happen.
All right. Now, are there women that are going to be single, and that will be bridesmaids that maybe you could hook Brandon up with?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you're comfortable, and you're comfortable having your fiance around Brandon because you know his success rate with ladies.
I might have to wash her that night. But.
Yeah, you'll have to have her sign a waiver.
You sound like a nervous laugh to me.
Yeah, Brandon does not fail often. I mean, when he turns his eyes to someone.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, I
got to
keep an eye out.
All right, Chase. Well, I mean, that is...
What is your batting average at weddings, Brandon? There you go.
You know, it's crazy. I really don't go to weddings. No, I've been to two in my life, and that's only because one, you know, I kind of had to go, and the other one, it was one of my homeboys, and he kind of made me go, so I don't go to weddings.
You find them sad?
Yeah, actually, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the voice rate is so high, like I go to weddings and I see... Oh, this the beginning of the end, you know? So, what am I going for?
Well, I mean, but the one thing it does do is the women who are still single, they get all hot and bothered at a wedding. Like, right. They're amped up.
I get it. I go to the after party, you know? I go to the reception.
You know? I like how the reception's the after party.
You know, I go there, but I like, the wedding itself, nah. I'm finna sit there and watch you say, you know, you finna get her half of your money for the rest of your life. Like, do you really want to go there? Like, I don't.
No, no one really does.
Brandon makes it sound so romantic.
I'm being serious, though. Think about it.
I mean, yes. Yeah. The divorce rate is very high. When you get divorced, you have to give half your money away.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is... It has its downsides. Jack, go ahead. You're on with Brandon Merriweather.
Yo, B, I want you to tell the people out there what makes a player.
Excuse you?
What makes someone a player?
What kind of player? A football player? A life player? Player?
Player. You know what I'm talking about. What kind of player?
I think that depends on the person, you know? Like, I don't think anything can make you a player. Like, I could think something that can make you a pimp, you know what I mean? But as being a player, I think that depends on the person. Like, Waldick is a player in my eyes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well put. He's not a pimp, he's a player?
Yeah, he's a player. You know?
Okay, now what makes a pimp? What's the opposite of being a pimp and a player? You said you
can I can't say that. pimp got, you know, ladies that they could call whenever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you call, hey, I need you to do this for him, you know, this for him, and, you know, you reap benefits from it.
Okay.
You know, a player, you know, you could be... You know, you could just be a fly guy, you know, and be a player. Like, you really ain't got to have women to be a player. You could just be, you know, super fly and, you know, just carry yourself a certain way to be a player.
Okay.
I see the difference. I'm definitely a player.
Okay.
Well, the idea of it being a pimp is that nothing's free.
Sure.
Like, even if I have sex with you, I'm getting something in return for that.
Hashtag Waldick is a player is already trending.
Oh, good.
He is.
P-L-A-Y-A.
That's trending already.
P-L-A-Y-A.
Somebody just
player. John is a player. He's a statistics
player.
He's
a Dungeons & Dragons player.
Got a 20-sided die you can take home with you.
Brandon, did you play Dungeons & Dragons growing up?
To be honest, I have never even heard of that game.
No.
I
seen it on TV a couple of times, but I actually thought it was something that was made up just for TV.
Right.
I never actually seen anybody play it or heard of anybody playing it.
It's like, it's like you sit in a basement, make up stories, and roll dice.
Basically.
You do that for real?
And like, Beals play in the background, you know.
No, y'all playing.
Well,
no, you did it
with Cheese Whiz in high school. No, middle school. Sorry, middle school I did.
All right, Brandon. Okay, I'm gonna give you multiple choice. Was John in high school? Because you said he was a player. Was John in high school A, on the baseball team, B, a cheerleader, or C, first chair woodwind in the orchestra?
Like, you know, I'm gonna go with first chair.
Ding, 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 ding.
He's in the orchestra.
Well done.
Because you don't look like a cheerleader, bruh.
No.
Cheerleaders are jacked.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I got to be a little bigger to do that. No.
Unless you're the one doing the splits, you know, then you...
he's the one getting thrown. Yeah. I see.
I'm not at the top of the pyramid.
John's at the
top. I'm usually near the bottom.
All right, so this is what it's all about. Bob, you're on with the great Brandon Merriweather.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Brandon, good morning. Quick context here. I've been going to a gym for a while, and I got friendly with one of the personal trainers there. We ended up hooking up. Now she's my personal trainer. At the same time, I had been talking to a girl who's my now girlfriend. Do I tell her that I've slept with my personal trainer, or would you let bygones be bygones?
You let bygones be bygones. Why would you tell her? You know, if she asks, then tell her the truth, but... If she don't ask, then why tell her? You know what I mean?
You don't think there's anything wrong with that?
No. Like, everybody got a pass. Like, why you need to, you know, tell everybody yours?
And you have no desire to have sex with this personal trainer anymore?
I mean, I didn't say that, but...
I mean, because it would seem that, you know, you're... How long is a session? 45 minutes, an hour?
Yeah, half hour, 45 minutes.
All right, does she stretch you out and stuff afterwards?
No.
Oh, she doesn't?
She's just in front of me.
Okay. But she touches you during it, right?
No, nothing. That's not that, like, close. Like, she corrects my form, but it's not like she's holding on to me.
Yeah, dude, but do you get aroused during the sessions?
Sometimes I feel like I have to look away, but, you know, I'm being instructed on what to do, so how can you not look at what she's doing?
Because I've had female trainers before, and they do, and they have all stretched me out afterwards. Now, I've
my
not
guy.
Been attracted
That's
to
my
it.
Guy.
That's right. I had one in Atlanta that had been in Playboy, and it was like a real old one, and like Crash and I just traded the magazine back and forth because we both had her as a personal trainer. And it was just like, it was like being in like middle school again. Like, we just traded this one because she was naked in it. but I never hooked up with her. I needed a crash.
You sure?
Never. As much as I would have liked to, it never happened. All right, let's go to Nick. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up, Nick?
I have a problem with finding the genitalia.
What?
So, like, I look at my love life as like a batting average. Like, I'm going up to the plate, and I'm only getting on base like probably like one out of every four times I'm going up. Like, I'm going out swinging every time. Like, I don't like what. How can I fix my swing to?
Wait a second. Are you? Is this impotence, or are you not getting laid three out of four times you go out? You're being so vague.
I'm not getting anything. I'm not even like fouling the ball off. Maybe if I do get something.
These are so that you are so in tune with this baseball. Are you impotent?
It's like I get hit by a pit sometimes.
All right. If you're describing impotence, you're really beating around the bush. John, what was he talking about?
I know exactly what he's saying.
John, what was he talking about?
I think
about
he was there? Clearly talking about his inability to get a date, Fred. I think that's all that was.
Oh, well, that's why he just ain't say that.
I have no
So he one out of four times he pulls a girl?
That sounds amazing. That's a very high batting. I mean, unless you're married.
Unless you're Brandon, which, you know, you're 4 for 4, but that's, you know. Us normal people.
But 1 for 4? I mean, that's unbelievable.
All right, so Brandon, what are you up to nowadays? Are you still in the Orlando area?
Yeah, I'm still in the Orlando area. Honestly, I'm retired, raising my son. Mm-hmm. My daughter, you know, and not doing anything, honestly. I got a couple restaurants. I got a real estate business that kind of runs itself, and one of my restaurants, my cousin run. So other than that, nothing.
Your kids get into sports like you?
No. My daughter, one of my kids is, she's actually super athletic, but she don't want to run track or anything.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is she thinks she's too pretty to do anything. And my son is too young right now to know, you know, anything. He'll walk around and hit, you know, baseball all day, but, you know, that's about it.
Are you going to be one of those dads who is like, you know, really into the kid to the point where you're getting in fights with, like, umpires and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait to cuss coaches out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, hey, I man, played
you,
the game.
Yeah, you treat my son wrong. Like, that's terrible coaching. Like, get right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't wait to cuss a referee out. Like, hey, that was a terrible call, you son of a.
That's right.
I can't wait to do that.
These are dreams that we've all had.
Because I got to think that if you're someone who's played the game before and you see a coach out there doing it completely wrong, the restraint you must have to not go out there and just say, get out of the damn way and let me take care of this.
So my thing is, I don't want to coach at all. Like, not kids.
Yeah.
Like, now when my son get a little older, then I'll be more like hands on and I'll be teaching. But when he's young, I'm gonna put him with like Devin Hester. You know, he coaches little kids. So yeah. I put him with somebody like him or Ike Taylor. You know what I mean? One of them people who I know coaches little kids that I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I let them train with him, go play with them, and then, you know, when he get older, a little older, then I put my hands on
What him. Age do you feel comfortable teaching the kids?
About, honestly, I don't even really like coaching high school, to be honest. I'm like a college guy, but I would feel comfortable coaching my own kid about 12.
Okay. That's when it could really start hitting.
Yeah, like, because I'm going to be a little more direct than somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, I might slap 5 of them. Like, come on, man, you just stop playing. Like, y'all get serious. And, you know, when they're young, I don't want to, you know, take the fight out of them early. So
yeah,
I just wait till you get a little older.
You also don't want the parents bitching.
Like,
oh, you don't care about that.
I know, don't care about that at all. No. I don't care about that at all.
No, you played the game.
You know, I could fight, so I ain't worried about that.
I just like that's the first solution to your problem, parents. Yeah, I'll fight him.
Have you seen
punch him in the face?
Have you seen good Florida youth sports? There's Brandon's not wrong. If you're a coach, you best be able to fight because someone's coming after you. All right, well, Brandon, thank you so much for coming on the air with us today. It was truly a joy. Any plans on coming back? Do you have any relationship with the Patriots anymore?
No. But I'm actually, I'm planning on coming back up here to watch a game or two. So I'll be back. I'll be back sooner than later.
During the Patriots season?
Yeah, I actually like it up here, actually, man. Besides this weekend, I came up here and it's been cold the whole time. You know, I'm thinking I'm coming up here, it's going to be 80 degrees, 90 degrees.
It's supposed to be.
No, it's hell.
That's usually what it's like.
Yeah.
But no. It is New England. So.
You know, and the next time you're here, you can stay right here in Dorchester. Huh?
No, I'm all right. <It's>, you know, I like the Encore. You know, it's nice.
You can stay right there in the beautiful. Which one do you want me?
Three. Someone wants to. All right.
All right. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Riz, go ahead.
Hey, what up? What up? Shout out to the Twitch fam first and foremost. You look good, Brandon. Definitely good to see some color in that studio on Juneteenth. You know what I mean? But the question is, since you in studio, you got to ask my boy Rich how he's only had one piece of that sweet potato pie.
Oh, okay. So
I've been with one woman. That's what he's trying to say.
Rich has only slept with one woman.
We had this conversation before.
Did. Yes. Yeah.
You know, and I'm proud of you, man. You know?
You say that like a, you know, like a disappointed father.
I'm serious.
It's like that arm around the shoulder, pat on the back. Good
it's like
you.
It's like all the girls Brandon's banged.
I know.
Listen,
they're not busy banging you.
Guys, it's such separate worlds.
No, listen. I'm serious. I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it, but I'm proud of you.
Mm,
yeah. Like you know, you don't know if that car drive good or bad. Like you don't know nothing. It's just good for you. Like you have no idea.
He's a Subaru station wagon for that.
Yeah, like you know, like you think it's a Mercedes, but you could be driving a Prius. Like you just know.
Which he does drive.
I'm not. Listen, hold on. I'm not saying your wife is a Prius. I promise you, I'm not. But I'm just saying you don't know.
It's true.
You know, like. What did you do on your, like, you ain't do nothing on, like, bachelor party? Like, you ain't do nothing?
I watched everyone at a bachelor party. Like, I just kind of stood back and, like, you know, you guys have your fun, and I'm going to sit here and drink a soda.
Stop playing.
No, that was my bachelor party.
You know what I did? I'm not joking. I started a hardcore metal band because I think it's that that tension that builds up from all of that. You take it out on stage and jump around and scream, and, you know, that brings down the aggression a little bit.
Yeah, you couldn't have been my friend. Oh,
no. Brandon, did anyone proposition you at the signing?
About
hey, here's my hotel, or hey, here's
No. It was actually, I seen maybe one female.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's probably not that
Sword Fest. Yeah,
yeah, sure. It was a bunch of you know. What's crazy though? When I got in there, I seen a Matt Jones rookie card for $20,000.
Oh, really?
Really?
I'm confused. Like, Matt Jones rookie card costs $20,000?
Dude, those things are weird now because they got, like, parts of jerseys in them that are sucked. Well, Fred knows about this crap.
I know. It's speculative. It's like, if he becomes something, I have a card that's like, this is probably the best card of his. And if he becomes like the next Brady, this will be worth millions of dollars. It's like anything else.
Right. So
it's gambling.
I can understand 500. You know what I mean? Okay. You know, it's a chance that he might be the next Brady. So let me give you 500. But you're talking about 20,000?
Yeah, that's
insane.
No, I know.
It's crazy.
But is that real life money? Like, is anyone really spending that on Mac Jones' card?
Yes.
Oh, well, I mean,
I can show you eBay.
Yes, I met a dude yesterday who was with me when I seen it. Some dude I met at the thing, he was selling jerseys. Like, mm-hmm. He literally had every jersey I ever had, you know what I mean? Like, every team. And he was there, and we went in. He called one of his friends and was like, yo, I said Matt Jones card for $20,000. He was like, oh, yeah, that's about right. So I just sold one for $70,000. What?
What?
Yes.
You playing?
Oh, yes. People are speculating that he's going to be good. Did you play under Patricia?
Yes.
What do you think of him?
I think he's a great coach.
Okay.
A really, really good
coach. Will he be a good offensive coach?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think, but Matt is a rocket science, so I'm sure if he put his mind to it, like, he would figure out a game plan to put together that, you know. But it's hard to say.
He screwed up so bad in Detroit, though. So bad.
I think he didn't screw up with, he screwed up with the players, not necessarily the game plan and the coaching.
Right. But isn't that the number one thing you don't want to screw up? Because there is no game plan if the players don't buy in.
He can't screw up with the players in New England because Bill, you know what I mean? Bill has the, you know, say so in the will. Like, the only person who can mess that up is Bill.
Yeah. Well, so, Bill, is there going to be a point where there's going to be enough people who aren't on this team anymore that Bill maybe loses that aura? You know, once the, you don't think so?
No, Bill will always have the respect of everybody because his name alone comes with the you know, the Patriots. Like, you say, when you say the Patriots, you say Bill Belichick, like, instantly.
Yeah.
Like, just like when Tom was there, you was like, Tom and the Patriots and Tom and Bill. Tom and Bill, you never really said the Patriots. Like, it's not, the Patriots is not the Patriots without Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when Bill done coaching, he'll go into the front office. Like, it won't, like, Bill would never be done with the Patriots.
Yeah. I just, it's a whole weird thing down there with who's coaching what. And now it sounds like Matt Patricia might be calling the plays, which seems odd.
Like, if I had to pick out of the coaches, I would pick Matt. Like, just in our reality, I would pick Matt. I have no idea if Gerard Mayo could do it. You know, he could. He might be able to, but I have no idea. All these guys are defensive guys to me, so I have no idea.
Well, Mayo seems awesome. I mean, obviously, he's a friend of yours, right?
Yeah. Mayo, good people.
Yeah, he sounds like that's a guy that's going to be a head coach someday, it seems.
Very smart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for coming in today. The audience absolutely loves you.
Can't wait to hear about your adventures this afternoon with John over there. So,
John, what time you get off, dog?
10 a.m. He's off.
That's right.
Just tell him where to take an Uber. He'll be there. All right, Brandon, thank you so much, man, for coming
in.
Great
to see you, man.
Good to
see you,
Brandon.
All right, here are the headlines.
Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In terms of my extension, man, I don't really plan on going anywhere. So this is added motivation for our franchise to be at the top of the league for the next few years. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the summer and just building with our guys here. When I say I'm here with Kev, I think that it really entails us, you know, managing this franchise together alongside Joe and Sean, and I think we just got to make some moves this offseason and really talk about it and really be intentional about what we're building.
That is the voice of Kyrie Irving, who has this idea. My theory on him, and there's many theories, and even people who know him aren't sure, but my theory is that he feels that he is above being managed or coached, and that he is deserving of being in a position to call the shots, which, ironically, he is costing himself the chance of that ever happening by continually losing money.
How many teams do you have to ruin until somebody finally calls you out? I guess the answer is 3. Because Kyrie Irving is now finding out that this was the final straw. And now there is enough of a sample size where you know that if he arrives at your franchise, he is the plague. But he shows up and just affects everyone around him, and you become a losing franchise.
But my point is that if he ever wanted to own a team, if he ever wanted to be in any kind of management role, he's absolutely sabotaged all of that.
Well, Fred, to your point, Stephen A. Smith had this little nugget about Kyrie Irving yesterday that I had not heard yet.
Do you know that this brother Kyrie Irving last season would conduct his own practices? So when Steve Nash had the team on the floor and they practiced, they would finish and he'd go and get five guys and conduct his own practice. You have any idea how disrespectful that is to the players? You have any idea how disrespectful that is to Steve Nash, rather? He conducted his own practices after Steve Nash conducted a practice. I mean, he's driving them crazy. You do not give a lengthy contract extension fully guaranteed. Hell no.
Okay, so if that was like any other player, you might be like, oh, he's trying to get some more work.
No,
but you know what a Kyrie Irving practice is.
No.
It's like, all right, forget what you just learned. This is how you
really play. No matter who it was what sport it was, even if it was Tom Brady, like the idea, if it was the off season and he was saying, let's all get together.
Obviously, you see Brady do that. You see a lot of
but right after practice, I mean, I'm telling you that Kyrie Irving has this opinion of himself. And that basketball is in some ways holding him back. Like,
sure.
Like, who are you to coach me? Who are you to build a team around me? Like, I'm going to do all this. He has this, he's Schilling-esque false sense of intelligence that is really something that is, and much like Schilling, is costing him everything.
So just to kind of catch some people up, if they don't quite know what happened yesterday, there was an article that Shams Charania came out with that said that, you know, on the heels of him having to, or the Nets having to make a decision on whether they want to extend him.
Well, no.
Or his decision to make a one-year extension. But, of course, usually when that happens, that's when the teams talk about potentially
and
giving him an extension.
And that's what the conversations have been about since the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Kyrie's going to opt out of his contract. He is due the Supermax of 5 years and about $250 million. Mm-hmm. That's what he can opt into. Well, that's what he is eligible to sign after he opts out of the option year of his contract.
So if you're an owner and you do that, I have no respect for you whatsoever because I would rather lose.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is that, right?
That's what makes this move by Brooklyn fairly unprecedented because they've backed themselves into a corner.
Yes,
I mean, they're all in on Durant and Irving and Ben Simmons. And if Irving leaves the team, they don't have another option. I mean, they can't replace him.
But if I'm him, if I'm right now the Nets, I say to myself, well, we didn't have Kyrie most of the year anyway, and now we have Ben Simmons. Maybe we can be just fine without this guy because it's really addition by subtraction. Not having this guy on the team, having him on the team has affected everything.
How about this? I don't want to pay you.
Well, they have to pay him for 1 year.
No.
They have to eat it.
Unless
they trade him.
He's opting out regardless.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Is that how about I'm not paying you? I don't want to pay you.
And that's exactly right.
You're good at basketball, fantastic, but I don't have to give you $250 million, and I'm not going
to
do it.
And if
I was an owner, I wouldn't do it.
And more to your point, Rich, I don't even think it's that. I think they just want him gone. I don't even think it's addition by subtraction. I don't even think it comes down to, you know, pay or not pay. Just the way he acts around the team. And Stephen A. was just detailing that. That's just the last straw. They want him gone. And there are so many teams that have sold their souls. The LA Clippers signed Kawhi Leonard.
And by the way, one of the teams that they have a scenario of him going to are the Clippers.
That's right. The Clippers, exactly. They signed Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard said, you know what? I'll sign with you, but only if you give Oklahoma City 75 draft picks to bring my buddy Paul George. And they went ahead and did it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Clippers are nowhere close to winning anything.
Well, we're hearing stories about how those guys aren't even trying.
Well, that's the thing. Right.
They're dictating where the plane goes and dictating what happens on off days.
And they have no future whatsoever.
Because if I'm a boss, just think about it. You're an owner. You're the guy that owns the team. And I'm paying you hundreds of millions of dollars. And on top of that, you want me to dictate everything around your schedule. I guess I would be like, you got 1 year. And if you don't show that you can win a title, then I have no use for it.
Well, the other two teams that are interested are the Knicks, which, by the way, that would just be fantastic.
It would just be another. They're never going to win.
They're never going to win.
The Knicks are never going to win.
Well, him and James Dolan deserve each other, so please make it happen.
The Knicks and the Jets are in bed together. They just both decided they're never going to win.
And then there's the Lakers, which is interesting. Like, the Lakers one is interesting to me for a lot of different reasons. One, they're a team that right now are kicking their own ass. Like, ownership has basically called out LeBron James and the fact that he was the guy making all the decisions, and that's why they are where they're at, because they brought his buddy in. So it seems like, just on the surface, that they're going to say, no more, we don't want any of these players being the ones who dictate who we are. However, if they're interested in Kyrie Irving, then what are we doing at this point? Because what they're going to probably try, what do you think, a trade for Russell Westbrook?
Well, no, here's the way they're going to do it. It's going to be a sign and trade.
Yeah.
It's going, now, what that means is Kyrie's going to get his extension and then get traded to the Lakers. So as much as they are backed into a corner with their roster, can you imagine L.A. being stuck with Kyrie for another 4 years? LeBron's going to leave in a year or two.
And who needs the headache? You've seen who's won the last two championships and who's played in the last two finals. Like who needs the headache?
Who did? I'm sorry, real quick, remind me. Who did the Bucks beat again? Was it Phoenix?
Yes.
All right, well, that's pretty much a team also that's, you know, been grown for the ground up outside of Chris Paul.
Who no one's complaining about except for his ability in the playoffs.
So take a look. You're right, Fred. I mean, if you're any kind of GM worth anything.
I'm talking about ownership. It's so outrageous that I would pay you $250 million and you would sit there and spit in my face. You would sit there and just spit in my face.
And this is the tipping point. I'm not paying you. All right.
Billionaires, by the way. Like, these aren't like schlubs going, oh, my God, Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
I mean, this guy owns one of 30 teams that in this sport. In a major, biggest city in the world.
Yeah, the guy who owns the Nets has more money than you could possibly want. And he's still saying no
because
to this guy.
Because you're not better than me.
And that's the thing. We finally reached the NBA tipping point where teams have been selling their souls to players like this for decades now, since the salary cap became what it is today. And finally, we found a player where it may finally go the other way.
You know what it also says to me is that Kevin Durant obviously doesn't care whether he leaves or not.
That's part of it, too. Yep, that's the other story.
As where he seemed to have put his name on the line for a while now.
They talked to Durant about this.
They probably did, but if I was the owner, I'd be like, I don't care what you say either.
Well, I mean, the way that Kyrie talked at the end of the season was just...
You know, I don't want to be too cliche, but I don't have a lot of answers for how you make up time, you know, from October until now, when, you know, usually teams would be gelling and things would be feeling good. You know, you could put it on me, in terms of playing better, controlling the game better, controlling our possessions, being more in a stance, not turning the ball over as much, you know, and holding guys down.
That wasn't the problem.
That's not why we're putting it on you. We're putting it on you because you didn't play.
How about you
chose not to play.
How about every team that you've gone to, you've left in ruins? Like, you've been a disaster where you've gone.
And you are feel that you're way smarter than everyone. All right, I have to change the subject. This is breaking news. If you want to play the breaking news, Senator, I don't know if
you have or not.
But this was sent to me by a friend of mine, and it's a subject we discussed
this
before.
This is breaking sports news.
That's not sports news.
Okay. The Sports Hub.
All right, Rich, you were aware that Atlanta, during the Motley Crue arena tour with Def Leppard and Poison and
Joan Jett,
yeah, that Tommy Lee announced he had broken ribs.
Yeah, yeah.
It is being reported, and this is not a joke, that Tommy Lee broke his ribs due to Vince Neil tackling him for him calling the singer Vince Neil.
All right, that's fake. Because I saw a story where him and Barry Manilow got a fight.
No, no.
Who's reporting that he called him Vince Neil and got tackled?
The Metal Den.
Well, if the Metal Den said it, then how dare I question their integrity?
All right, it's a long article. I can come back and read it to you.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind that.
All right. Tommy was making jokes about Vince's weight problem, and he just kept calling the singer derogatory names like Fat Boy and Vince Neil during a band practice, escalating to a big confrontation between the two. The worst part, the source says, is that when Vince attacked Tommy, he actually tackled him like a football player, and then knocked the drummer back into his drum kit where he fell into one of his cymbals really hard. Whether it's true or not, it's not a parody article. It's not the Barry Manilow
Vince
thing.
Neil outweighs Tommy Lee by how much?
Oh, God.
Well, I could see this happen.
He's twice his body weight?
We know
they fought. We know that at the airport, that there was a gate at the airport. The reason they originally broke up is Vince fought Tommy.
There's also a reason that they've kept it quiet, and he hasn't said why. And it, the number one would be reason would be to protect your pocketbook. You know, you want to make sure you don't lose any money.
Right.
And if people think that you're fighting, they might think that this tour might get canceled halfway through. So, ooh, I mean, it's interesting. Let's see if anyone confirms it. Vince Neil.
According to an online medical expert, it's more than three ribs are injured. The condition is called a flail chest. In this case, there's not enough space for the lungs to expand. Any blow that's hard enough to fracture a rib could also damage other parts of your body, such as lungs, spleen, blah, 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 blah. So,
could you honestly think that Vince Neil could get up that much speed to be able to tackle anybody?
I think that if you revved up a drunk Vince Neil, that he can lunge at you hard enough. And I think that if you're Tommy Lee, who's like 6'4", a buck 20, that, yeah, he can make you, he could fall into you pretty good. This isn't like Vince expertly, like, you know, put him in the camel clutch right. and broke his wrist.
This isn't Terry Tate off his linebacker.
Yeah, this is Vince lunging into him and knocking him into the drum set. I rarely interrupt the show for those things, but thank you, Mark, for sending this to me.
It's a good one. It's worth it.
And it was just a constant calling. All right, well, there you go. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.